Otherwise, the door is nice, but sometimes she's a little nonsense. And say that much. Yeah? Just
Is Radharani's appearance in Spurti the same for all Parivaras, or it different, like her murtis in different temples?
Excuse me, like her what?
Like her murti in different temples.
Murti in different temples. These questions are so interesting.
If someone has Spurti of Radharani as a in different sampradayas, or what are you saying? Parivars or sampradayas, there's a difference. What are you saying? There's two different things.
The question says about parivars.
Okay, then. Because parivars is generally a Ram Bhakta would probably not have a spurti of Radharani. Because you have a spurti of your Ishtadevata. So in Gaudiya Sampradaya, the Ishtadevata is Radharani. Or what we worship Radharani. We worship Shakti, Radharani, Parashakti, Radharani, Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha. So in the Gadadhar Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, Advaita Parivar, Shamananda Parivar, Vrakeshwara Pandit Parivar, Radharaman Charan Parivar, so many Parivars, many, many Parivars are there, families and lineages representing the Gaudiya Siddhanta. Tattva Siddhanta. So the question is, will a spurti of Radharani or a vision or darshan of Radharani, will it be different in the different parivars? I would say that no, that it's the same Radharani. Radharani is Radharani. If anyone sees her, because all the parivars have one thing in common, Dasi Bhav. All the Gaudiya Parivars are based on Dasi Bhav. Kinkari. Ai Nanda Tanisha Kinkaram. Kinkar Bhav means servitude. I am a servant. Ashoka Dasika. Even the gopis in Rasalila, there's one verse where they're separated from Krishna. They're saying, oh, Krishna, or they met Krishna after being separated. They said, We are your Ashoka Dashika. Even the gopis, Radharani and Lalita, they're telling. They're not exactly Krishna's servants. They're his lovers, his prayasis and his nayakas, his heroines, his lovers, kantas, Radhakanta. They're saying Ashoka Dashika, which means we're your unpaid maid servants. How can you do this to us? So this idea of Dasi Bhav, this is the same. So everyone is in Kinkari Bhav, Manjri Bhav, all the Parivars. So when they see Radharani, they will see her in the mood. You see according to your love. According to your love, that's how you see reality. So according to your Bhav and your love, so the Bhav determines the Drishti. It's called Bhav Drishti. The mother loves her son. When she sees her son, she feels happy. But she sees so many other boys, she doesn't feel the same happiness. Because her love is her mamata. Her mamata bhava is for her son, her direct son. So all the mandris, kinkaris of all the parivars, they have mamata bhava for Radharani. This is our swamini, this is our Radharani. So if they have darshan, they'll be so happy, they'll be so blissful. And they'll all have the same experience because they all have the same bhava. And we see according to the level of our bhav. Tat tad bhavichatmika. Tat tad bhavichatmika. That is the bhav, the bhavichatmika. They desire and hanker intensely, want to taste the bhav of Radharani's mahabhav and the gopis' bhav and their loving relationships with Krishna. That's the mandri's speciality of their kamanuga, raganuga bhakti. They don't have sambhogachatmika. They have this. They want the bhavachatmika. They don't want to enjoy with Krishna like the sakis. They want to serve Radharani as her dasi. So they will see Radharani with the same loving eyes of a servant, the same loving eyes of a kinkari or a manjari. Radharani is Samundri's everything. They live for Radharani, they breathe for Radharani, they sing, talk, walk, feel. Everything they do is for Radharani. So if they have her darshan, they'll be thrilled with joy. All of them will be thrilled and overwhelmed with joy. And experience various sattvic bhavas also.